When the proceedings of the conference were published, Louis read them and resolved to become a physicist. By then he had already swapped history books for those of physics, and in 1913 he obtained his licence et sciences, the equivalent of a degree. His plans had to wait as a year of military service beckoned. Despite the three marshals of France that the De Broglie's could boast, Louis entered the army as a lowly private in a company of engineers stationed just outside Paris. With Maurice's help, he was soon transferred to the service of wireless communication. Any hopes of a quick return to his study of physics evaporated with the outbreak of the First World War. He spent the next 4 years as a radio engineer stationed underneath the Eiffel Tower. Discharged in August 1919, he deeply resented having spent 6 years, from the age of 21 to 27, in uniform. Louis was more determined than ever to continue down his chosen path. He was helped and encouraged by Maurice and spent time in his well-equipped laboratory following the research being done on X-rays and the photoelectric effect. The brothers had long discussions on the interpretation of the experiments being conducted. Maurice reminded Louis of the educational value of the experimental sciences and that theoretical constructions of science have no value unless they are supported by facts. He wrote a series of papers on the absorption of X-rays while thinking about the nature of electromagnetic radiation. The brothers accepted that both the wave and particle theories of light were in some sense correct, since neither on its own could explain diffraction and interference, and also the photoelectric effect. In 1922, the year Einstein lectured in Paris at the invitation of Langevin and received a hostile reception for having remained in Berlin throughout the war, De Broglie wrote a paper in which he explicitly adopted the hypothesis of quanta of light. He had already accepted the existence of atoms of light at a time when Compton had yet to make any sort of announcement concerning his experiments. By the time the American published his data and analysis of the scattering of X-rays by electrons and thereby confirmed the reality of Einstein's light quanta, De Broglie had already learned to live with the strange duality of light. Others, however, were only half-joking when they complained about having to teach the wave theory of light on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and the particle theory on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. After long reflection in solitude and meditation, De Broglie wrote later, "I suddenly had the idea, during the year 1923, that the discovery made by Einstein in 1905 should be generalized by extending it to all material particles, and notably, to electrons." De Broglie had dared to ask the simple question, if light waves can behave like particles, can particles, such as electrons, behave like waves?